Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We had a good back and forth in our group chat yesterday.
Fraudulent, as always.
Where things are at, and we can maybe get into the rankings either later today or tomorrow, but that's not what we're not talking about the actual rankings that came out last night, but in the playoff era, with the expanded playoffs, we all know all three locals kind of dropped the ball, to say the least, this year to get in the playoff, it sure looks like. You think there's other consequences maybe of this?
I think it almost directly applies to the local schools as a result of they land in this range a lot. So this applies a lot to Kansas, Kansas State, and Missouri as a result of this. I don't think these college football coaches are thinking this thing through. This college football playoff thing hurts them. And the reason why is, for the longest time in college football, you could just lay in the wake of being this 8-9-win football team, go to some all-state Sugar Bowl, live your life.
Hey, Sugar Bowl's a good people, bowl.
Well,
man.
Whatever bowl, I don't know. guaranteed rate bowl.
There we go.
Pop-Tart bowl.
Three edible Pop-Tarts, by the way, in this year's game.
they've upped it to 3.
I believe it is 3.
They were so good last year. So good.
Nice.
And they've been able to kind of like lay in the shadows, essentially, and just do this. I think more coaches are going to get fired as a result of the college football playoff, because it's going to turn into the NCAA tournament, which is, if you are a Power 4 coach who is at a somewhat respectable program, if you just never make the college football playoff in 3 years, well, then get your ass out. I think Eli Drinkwitz is more at risk now as a result of, because this will end up being a, by normal Missouri standards, they're going to win 9 games. 9 games in the SEC gold, that used to be fine. Go to your guaranteed rate bowl and you did it. There's only 4 teams who make the college football playoff. We can't possibly judge you for not being one of those 4. One of the 12? Embarrassing. Bad. How did you miss? Mm. I think it puts more coaches at risk than it ever has.
I think it still depends on the program. I would agree with you at an Alabama post-Kirby Smart era
yeah,
at Georgia.
Really, like, can't miss
for,
those.
I think for those schools with you, right, that's in an expanded field, if you're Alabama and if you're DeBoer or whatever, if you're there for 4 years and you don't make it, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely gone.
Then that's 100% with you. I still think at a Missouri, a Kansas, or a Kansas State, especially in the Big 12 where it looks like they're only going to get one this year because of their own fault.
Yeah, single bid league this year.
I don't know if that'll be to that extent what you're saying. Maybe an SEC school like Missouri will buy it more. But like Eli Drinkwitz could go another 2 years without making the playoff. The hot seat would be there, but I don't think it's an automatic like, oh my gosh, you're losing your job. Like at Alabama or Georgia or some of these other schools. And you know, we had this in our pre-show meeting. Like, there's also, depending on how many years are left of the contract, the buyout kind of stuff.
Expensive,
you know?
Buyouts in college football. I do think, Cody, I think your point about Drinkwitz, I think, is actually right, because I had forgotten this until I just looked up the schedule. The SEC, for whatever reason, this year and next year, the schedules are the exact same, except for they just flip home and aways. So Missouri next year, they're non-conference, they do play Kansas, which is going to be fun.
That is fun.
They play Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns. That's a tough game as well. But they play at Arkansas, at Auburn. They play Bama and A&M at home, South Carolina at home, but they're on the road against Oklahoma and Vandy. I do think, for your point, Cody,
you got to be one of the top 12 now.
Last year, he saved his job because he was on the hot seat. This year, the expectation was playoff. They aren't going to make it. Say they win out and they win nine games. Good season. But next year, I think he's not on the hot seat, but I do think because you missed the opportunity with Burden back and all the guys that you brought back, I think his seat is a little bit warmer for sure because the schedule is similar. I think, you know, to your point, Gold, Kansas State's gone 8-4, 9-3, every now and then a 10-2 season. Basically, their entire existence the last 25 years, it seems like. They've always been really good. But for them to make a playoff, I do wonder, expectations are there, but I think to Gold's point, like for Kansas, Leipold's not getting fired if they don't make the playoff next year. But I do think there is some expectation that eventually they maybe get to that point because your recruiting is going to get better, the new stadium and all that other stuff with boosters and everything.
I think it's a shorter leash than it used to be. I think a lot of times this is part of my complaint about college in general is that it is a sport. It's like watching, this is like why I can't like get it personally, can't get into European soccer as much. The whole sport is built around this idea that we just had a nice season and that's fine. Like, it's like the only sports where they're like, the championships don't get mentioned the way they should at Missouri. They're just like, 9-win team. We did it, boys. Mission accomplished. And you're like, what? You didn't win anything. You didn't go anywhere. And because college football, they only allowed four teams in, you kind of had to just allow this 9-win thing to be a thing. We won the Garrett, you know, we won the, someone said the Volkswagen Tiguan Bowl, right? We did it. Mission accomplished.
I think for you, the Allstate insurance is more fitting these days.
Because there's only four power conferences, this is why the local teams, because there's only four power conferences, the expectation is once every 3 years, you should have every 4 years, you should have a team good enough to make a college football play. It's 12 teams. We're not asking the world here. We're asking you to get to be one of the 12 best teams every 4 years. That's not asking the world of a college football program. Because so, they were probably still doing that during that
I
era.
I think it still is a, you know, if we're, to me, it's still a select few programs. And what's great about the expanded playoff is everybody feels like they have a shot. And I'm with you. But let's just use, I still think we can use the three locals for this. I mean, maybe Missouri, because it's SEC, is the outlier.
That adds another.
But I still
three,
think
four teams in every
KU
year.
And K-State. They absolutely, like this year, K-State, there was no excuse why, like,
they should have made the college football playoff night.
You know what I mean?
At least the title game.
Yeah, or the Big 12 title game to put them in least. A position. Like, so you're right. I mean, there's no excuse for that. But I don't believe, barring like two or three win type season stuff, that like Kansas State, Chris Klieman could win nine games in a row for the next 4 years and miss the playoffs. They're not firing him. Like, you know what I mean? Like they could win nine games for the next 4 years and continue to miss out on the college football playoff. They're not firing him. That would also just be a big mistake if they did.
Cody, do you mean year by year or you mean in the tenure that they
in
have?
Your tenure?
Because I think
you could be at Missouri and be a 6 year tenure, 9-win team in the previous system and still be the coach for the next 5 years. Like Gary Pink will never make the final.
And then that last year you get fired because you haven't done it.
I don't think year five, if you're Drinkwitz and you still have never made a college football playoff under the new system, I think you get canned. I think they just push you out the door.
I don't know. This sounds like Nebraska.
We don't know yet. This is like a hypothetical, obviously.
This sounds like Nebraska and Bo Pelini. They thought he was terrible and they would have for many years.
I think Mac Brown a lot, and then I think of like Texas in both basketball and football for making that mistake. Rick Barnes Mac, and like both of those were examples of like, oh no, you could do so much worse.
Yes,
you could do so much worse.
I do think because to your point, Alabama is expected to go to the playoff every single year. If they miss one, DeBoer might be gone if they miss it once, in all honesty.
With 12 teams, Alabama should never miss the college football playoff. I'm just dead serious. It's embarrassing.
They'll be calling for his head in a different way, like you're saying, to the point of, I don't know, let's use Missouri and then South Carolina, the team that they just lost to. Shane Beamer does a great job, but if they make the playoff once in the next tenure that he has, he's going to keep his job. If they don't make it, he still might keep his job. Drinkwitz, I think, the most pressure might... I think Klieman is interesting, though, because they're projected to be at the top. If he, say he goes two more years and they don't even make the Big 12 title game in either year, I think his seat would get warm.
I disagree.
If they're not making the Big 12 title game, though, Gold.
Yeah.
Forget the playoff. But if they're not they don't even give themselves a chance.
Hold on. We've talked about this on the other end. Do you think it could save someone's job?
Absolutely.
In college basketball, no coaches love saying, made the tournament 3 out of 5 times.
Yeah, no.
Nailed it.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to mention, too, that to that point, but also a step further, which is if you, it's 12 teams. That's obviously more than four. But
way more.
If you make it, it's not so much as saving a job. All of a sudden, then Eli Drinkwitz is getting another job. Like, all of a sudden, they're poaching Lance Leipold from Kansas. Like, these are the things that also happen. I guess I don't agree as much on the, hey, out of the three locals, you not making the college football playoff is costing you your job. I think it hasn't changed much, you know? Like, and Drew, the Chris Kleiman thing, especially with the relationship with Gene Taylor and that specific example, if they won 9 games, 3 straight years and didn't make a college football playoff under this new format, he's not getting fired.
If they miss the Big 12, if they miss a shot, though, because I think, you know, it's going to be tough for multiple teams to make it any year, really, within the Big 12. Does it make it more pressing that they're not even making Big 12 title games?
There's a difference between fan sentiment and the actual high-level donors and the athletic director. Like, the casual fan, I'm sure the casual K-State fan this year is all upset.
Ready to check out Kleiman.
They should be upset. Everything was positioned for them to go make it happen. Now, they should be excited still because you would think Avery Johnson's only going to get better, and he's still so young there in that program.
Big 12 is one of only four major conferences. There's not even five major conferences anymore. There's only four, and they're only going to put one team in this year? And it might be Colorado.
Yeah.
Unless your squad. Your squad going to upset Colorado this weekend?
I hope so. 2.5-point dogs. I'm thinking about going to the game.